המצוות שהם חיים, השם יסבור לא נצא. כחיים יש נקיר את השם יסבור, שעולה עם חיים. ולפני כך מקב למעית יסבור עדיד. In other words, שנמו סביב ונשאר מועד. לא יקן, המסים שנמסים מצד שמסים השם יסבור. So, in order for something, this is a Knesset Mal saying over here, in order for something to be Oymid Ladin, it has to be of the same nature. It has to be of the same opinion. Din means I measure something against something else. So if it's of the same quality, so for instance, if I have two racks, so I measure which one is harder than the other, so I can then say this is harder than this. But if I have a rack and I have cotton, one is not minyan the other, and the male is not really the musig of din. So as long as a person is called chayim, so the musig chay has in itself a sheet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as such, it's nidin. Mashenkin, when something is a mace, there's no calmness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to talk a few minutes about it. This is something which is also very much part of the Inyan, why on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, which is the ultimate Yom HaDin, so it doesn't say what you need it on. It says that, you know, Kol Vayelam Avilafanav in the Zachreinu and other things, we tend to focus on Chaim Emisa, Tzadikim Anidin L'Chaim, Rishayim L'Misa, and so on. There doesn't seem to be any great variety in the different levels of, you know, Refuah, Parnassah, Geula, whatever. Just all seems to be Chaim and Mavis. If it's Tzadik and Sivashem are about Chaim and Mavis. And the answer is because the Etzim, all the other ones, are not really Din. I mean, they're Din sort of Akifin, but what they are to corrective action. Rosh Baruch is trying to correct something and using a Echetim to it. But the Etzim Din is something that's Shayach to Dafke, to Yoim, Dafke to Chaim and Mavis, because it's basically a comparison to the Sherish Achaim. Is this worthy of being a Chai? Is this not worthy of being a Chai? So you need to have the Mishutif, the Kuda Mishutif is Chaim, and the Din is Chala on the Mitzvah of Chaim. And anything else is Din in a much, much smaller sense of the word. So the Inyan that Tzadikim are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they have a Shem Chai, that's why even when the dead for us, they still have a Shem Chai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why they're with him. The Rambam says it when he speaks of Moshe Rabbeinu. What happened as I know, he said something that for us was called Misa, but for him was something that was Nitvak Chaya Olamim, and so on and so forth. Everything else, or any other Briyat, it's the Chayim Bepol that makes him a Chay. So it's in the kud of chayim in a person that's oymed ledin. Ve'im yai chayim shem ato, or chayim she'achat chia. Whether it's the chayim now or the chayim ultimately, which is in the yom adin agadol, the kol mokayim mitzad shem chayim kavz yadin. The tzar ha'shava that allows for the din to take place, which is a comparison of something to something it's supposed to be, is dafka nekud of chayim. Yes, the parish. V'chayim lodun. So he has another pshat over here in what v'chayim lodun means. V'lo nehainu lehanig oisam mashem tzrichim. Chayim means the elements that go into giving a person life, the livelihood, the food, and so on. So Chayim Lodun would mean giving those that are alive what they need. Bezenikra mishpat, kemelatis mishpat avdoi. He tzarech din al ze, im ha'odam hu roi l'da, v'zeh ein roi. V'zeh sheikh b'chayim v'zenachet. So, according to this chat, we would be talking about other inyanim, and the reason why Chaim would be Lodun is because Chaim always needs something to keep it living, as opposed to something which is not Chai. So if you put it down, that's the klal that's shoylet by all other Briyas. Masha ein kein, by something that's Chai, there's always a tzirach to give something. You need to give energy. A person needs to breathe, needs to eat, he needs to constantly feed the Chayim. So the mitzvahs of Chayim breed rachim that are oimid ledin, whether to supply it or not. So the muscle, an inanimate object, a rock, once the Kashbohus Rotzen is to create it, and it's put down in a certain place, so that's it. That's the place, and that's what it's supposed to be, and that's that. Masha Ein Kein by Adam, which is Masha Ein Kein by something which is alive, it has an ongoing need for chidushim, which in turn, if you create a chitimtza for having needs and did. Omnam. Mashomu Mishra Shrem Gehenim Sevasa Chaydis. Usha Poishim Shin Rem Gehenim. And there was a cloud. Ki Mashomu Vachayim Lodun. Hainu She Ike Hadin Hukashachai Adai. Aval Rishoyim Shehim Nidoinim. Le Nizam Adin Achamis Hashem Esbarach. Rak Beis Moise Nidon Le Gehenim. In other words, it's a, I guess I say the lamdash word for it. It's a din that's chal on him mechayim that he should get it lachamavet. So the din, or certainly the right word for it, the potential for this, when a person does this avera, and a person is this rasha when he dies. So as a living person, that's mechayim him to get ganim lachamisa. So the etzem mitzvahs of din is chal on chay. But over the tovin mashiyem adin v'shishana. A yom el Hashem isbarach kuruv aloyim. Kvashon chazal dirsh Hashem b'motzik rabbi yisikarev. Ki kuruv Hashem isbarach aloyim may be adin. So he says a very interesting pshat, which is really the opposite of where everybody learns it. You think that Rosh Hashanah and so on is a day of Yom Adin, and in order to allow for people to be Zeicha in Yom Adin, or do tshuva, whatever, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it a zman for Kirva as well. So there's sort of an understanding that the primary is that it's a Yom Adin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu added all sorts of Kirva and so on in order to make it to give us the ability to be Zeicha B'din and so on. The way the Maral learns it, it's the exact opposite. These are days that the Etzem are Shaykh the Kiev in the world. And it makes a lot of sense because since the Skula of every day is Shaykh its history, so more than anything else, the first day of Bryas Adam is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was closest to Adam. It's the point at which Adam was still part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavi Yachol, and he came into being, on that day. So in terms of Kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is really a Metzias of Kirva. And so Chazal said, Dersh Hashem b'motzik v'sikar, so it's a zman of Kirva. And once, any time when there's a special zman of kirva, that itself is moilid the din. You find something like that also, lemashal, by where was it that they accused? They said that because you came to live with us, there's been a special man. I don't remember who. Alicia, it sounds that because you came with us, all of this is happening because our maisim are examined more closely. I don't remember the case, but being in a situation where a person is in a special matzav of kirva, that's moilid din. So a person is, you know, that famous mistake, Amir Nechi Yesheves, by the Shnamis, he told El Yol, listen, I don't want to special attention because I don't want to stick out. If I stick out, at any time the person is perceived as being closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's a chalois of a stronger din on the person. Well, if Pikach Melach Vitzibet says Melach Nesas Kedem Ledin, Kirchzib Lassus Mishpatav Dimshav Yisrael. By the Komalav Erech the Malkala make him Avroi. Kam Melach Vimarigosu Malosu Kral Hashem Yisrael. By Korav Ukorav Ledin. So any time you have something which is closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that creates a stronger, or he's the first person to be needed, and so on. Mikol makom, the pirsha shemar, kedina zehayin shalom nidim hol shor kol zehon shalom lechayim, in roi lekach lekasha, kedina chayim tomid, the mishra shem ene kol shor. He says, what I said just now, what I said, that the inyan of the mishpat by somebody who's chai is because he has a lot of drachim and so on. So that also makes it different than Rishayim. Rishayim have just one Yom Adin, and that, you know, when they for Gehenim. So we can't say that the Vemeis in Lodun is Oymin Oldesman for Din, Masha Ein Kein the Chai, since drachim are something that are there all the time. All the time there's some sort of push for this is all telling you to obey Hashem. Ki hayiludim lamus kloima, shehu yisparach meimis hanivroim, umechayas hameisim kamo yishama vameisim lahachivitz. Vomak Hashem bechayim umanigoyim bedin. Vehine, bezeteda shakobi ala yoitza, achashu mishana soilom. Hayiludim mishana soilom misa, vameisim hefech zeh. Vesem misa lachayim. The Ubnesh is Dover Zeh, who Dover Mefechoi, with the Moira Al Kakol Biara Shemisberg, the Mapsim and Froing and Machias and Behefech Zeh. Okay, so my son Biach. Now he says the following point. Let's give a muscle. When you have two things that have some relationship to each other, the muscle, if it's cold outside, people wear a coat. But then some people, even when it's warm, they wear a coat, they wear a pashav lavush, they wear this or that. Some people, even when it's cold, they don't wear a lavush. So I say to myself, it has a shaychus to it, but I can't say that this is it. Masha ein kein, let's say my thermometer outside. So the thermometer always, when it becomes cold, goes down. When it becomes hot, goes up. So there, I'm entitled to say, it's appropriate to say, that the thermometer and is a product of the temperature. It's a tetzor of the temperature. The height of the column is a tetzor of the temperature. So as opposed to other things that are affected by it, but the fact that in both directions, it's automatic and all the way and exactly tied to each other, it tells me that the height of a column of mercury is the etzem, the heat of it or the cold of it. Of all the elements that is Yad Hashem, Chaim to Mavis, the fact that both directions, something that is the etzem, the expression of some sort of elikus in the person, as opposed to other nyanim that cannot be seen as being, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't actually see it as being, this is mamshes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here I see it. So he says, because it's true in the hefech, meaning there's, the Akedah says it's a marshal by, and he speaks in the Mabul, and he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sleep on the Bria is most fully proven when it goes in both directions. It goes in the lekan or lekan. He creates things and destroys things as he will. Let's give a marshal. Let's say I'm a person who is I claim to be running the country. Lehoraya, that if I go to the police and tell them that they're a criminal, they immediately lock you up and begin to search your house, they begin to make trouble, and so on and so forth. So my mesira helps to get you into trouble. So bal kochach, I have the power of life at the hand. But sort of for the person who wants to counter that argument, says, okay, if it's true, let me see you get people out of trouble that are in trouble. If you are the power of the government, if you are really running the country, if you're the melech, then it'll go both directions. You'll be able to arrest the people that are innocent, and you'll be able to free the people that are guilty if you so want. But the fact that you can go in one direction and get people into trouble, that doesn't tell me that that you're shlita. The only way I can say two things are identical is that with A, I have B, and without A, I never have B. So then I can say A and B together, that A is the same as B. But if the fact that with A I have B is not a riot at all, because it's B can also. If I have bread, I live. But if I have potatoes and not bread, I also live. So I can't identify the two together, because only one side of it. So it's true that bread supports life, but bread is not identical to life, because potatoes can also support life. Masha'in came when it always becomes into being with A, and never is in being without A. Then I say that this be'etzim is with A. But the fact had a Kaddish Baruch Hu been able to do one or the other, had that been the only thing that had been shown, then I wouldn't be able to say that this is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shara Shachiyas. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu can kill people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give life to people. But the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is a Mechaya, and if a Chai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away his Chiyas, person dies, and if an unborn person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him Chiyas and he lives, then I can say that Chayim is identical to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Tells us that it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the
add over here that Hashem bechayim who is baruch donisa. What's that nate over here? Hashem bechayim donisa. I mean, in lechura from just the first two pieces, we should be oimed the way the Maral explains it. We should be oimed this yisoid. So I think let's go back to the mashal. Imagine that you have something. Let's say bread, or let's say the cloud of food. Without food, the person dies, and with food, he lives. I would still say that maybe the food is something that's necessary, but the food itself doesn't do anything consciously. It's a mitzvah. It's something that's needed for it, and muscle gears in a car. So without gears, a car will not run. With gears, it will run. But the relationship is still, what's the right word for it? It's circumstantial to some degree. It's a necessary ingredient. It's absolutely necessary. But there's still something missing in terms of it being a of my doing. To say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of Chiyus in the Bria, the absence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of Mis in the Bria, would be fine, but then it would produce HaKadosh Baruch Hu something in the nature of oxygen. It's a necessity, and with it everything goes well, without it nothing goes well, but that's not the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mechayez. The Lodon means that the Mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Sushdal to the person, we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to live. That's vital. That's something that's Mucha. But it's not Bederech a Hefter. You know, it's something which, it's a necessity. But I can't call that the Sheirish of Chiyus. It's just like a person needs oxygen to live, and that's absolute necessity. That he dies, and with it he'll live. But I can't call that the sheirish of chiyus, because it's just a chetimtz of sort. But since a kaddish baruch who's shayches to a person in this area is din, and therefore it means it conveys a specific rut. I want to tell it to something else. We have Ba'ali Chaim that are in the world. Ba'ali Chaim don't have Bechira. They live and they die. They're not Nidan. And yet, so how do we understand that in the terms of the Achius? They're called Ba'ali Chaim. And obviously, it's going to be that the Achius is of a different type than HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chiyus, than Adam's Chiyus, I'm sorry, Adam's Chiyus. And the word Chiyus is a borrowed term. And Bimela, they can be alive, not be alive, but you can't identify the Chiyus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since it's not a direct, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not done as to whether or not his fear should be in the animal. I mean, he decides, Mechaya, not. If he's done, it means, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to be in it? Is the chayfetz capable of having the chiyus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The animal's chiyus is sort of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it chiyus. This would be with his hand, as opposed to a person with a vayipach v'apo. So the element of din makes the role of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chiyus Adam, not just a force that makes it live, but that really makes it the life force. The Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the person's atmius, who he is and what he is the Chiyus of the person. By the animals, there is a distant Ratzon. Although HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to have five kangaroos in my area, so five kangaroos come about, but there's no specific specific lots for this one, this one. So their chiyus is more mechanical. It's something that if someone needs to have kangaroos, there'll be kangaroos there. Masha in Kane over here, we're talking about chiyus be'etzim. It's where my essence is the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Chaim Lodun that he says in the last sentence completes it, makes it, identifies it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chiyus kabiyach. Any questions?
So would it make sense, would it follow that there would be more or less din by Goyim than by Klal Yisrael?
More or less what?
Din.
In a certain sense, yes. I mean, they are held to a less high standard. They have only 6-7 mitzvahs that they need to measure up in, and they don't need to measure up 1-7 mitzvahs.
Right, but also we find that the concept of rachamim is more a concept which we find by Klal Yisrael than by Goyim. So it would seem to be that there's more of din by them, and as the Rosh Hashanah Misasim, the concept of din, which we're saying now is similar to chiyus, is more prevalent by them than by us, no?
Shkoyach.
Kol tov. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Kol tov.